It's HPR, member supported Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. It took one of the last animals of its kind passing away to bring together the two Asia-Pacific countries where these critically endangered creatures live, but this week it appeared that the potential for cooperation may become a reality. This week in Malaysia, a rare gathering took place that conservationists have been hoping for. Members of the governments from Malaysia and Indonesia met to discuss collaborative efforts to save the Sumatran rhinoceros, one of the rarest living creatures on Earth, with less than 80 animals believed to be alive. Today, just a few survive in isolated pockets in Indonesia. 8 of the furry, forest-dwelling rhinos live in captivity there, too. Wild Sumatran rhinos are believed to be extinct in Malaysia, where the last male in custody, Tam, passed away in May, leaving a sole female named Iman in captivity there. Malaysian officials have for years tried to form a cooperative plan to share genetic resources, but Indonesian conservation agencies have resisted. However, news sources report a critical meeting between the two countries took place this past Tuesday in Malaysia, where a long-worked-on draft memorandum of understanding was discussed in detail. Free Malaysia Today reported that representatives from the Malaysian State Tourism, Culture, and Environment Ministry, the Indonesian Consulate General in Malaysia, the Borneo Rhino Alliance, and the World Wildlife Fund Malaysia discussed the Assisted Reproductive Technology Project, which is based on shared reproductive tissues. Now a Malaysian delegation will head to Indonesia in July for further talks. The Sabah Tourism, Culture, and Environment Minister in Malaysia, Christina Liu, said they would fine-tune the Memo of Understanding to ensure there are no disputes in future implementation of its provisions. The New Straits Times reported a decade of similar negotiations has failed to bring the countries together, however. Minister Liu said, "We will also further define the arrangements for shared ownership of the Sumatran rhinos born or produced in captive breeding in Indonesia." The news source reported that the condition of Iman, the last Sumatran rhino in Malaysia, has deteriorated. Her keepers, the Borneo Rhino Alliance team, explained the ways that reproductive materials from Iman, as well as materials saved from Tam and another rhino that passed away there, Puntong, could be invaluable in the effort. Our previous helping hand guest, Dr. John Payne of the Borneo Rhino Alliance, was there at the meeting. The Borneo Post reported the World Wildlife Fund Malaysia plans to financially support the undertaking. You can learn more about these very special animals at hawaiipublicradio.org in the Borneo Rhino Alliance Helping Hand segment from last year and other posts we have at HPR about Sumatran rhinos.